Wanda Jackson has been called the Queen of Rockabilly. But let's face it, there weren't a lot of women rockers who could compete for that crown. Jackson toured with Elvis Presley in the 50s, and it was the king himself who encouraged her to try and cross over from country to rock and roll. Let's Have a Party was her only top 40 record, but she had songs on the country charts, such as In the Middle of a Heartache and Right or Wrong. At age 73, Wanda Jackson is still performing. A New York Times piece says she was all cat growls, hip swivels, and howls at a recent Brooklyn show, and she has a new album called The Party Ain't Over. It's a collaboration with producer Jack White, who plays guitar on the collection of covers recorded live with the 12-piece band. The hope is that the new CD will bring her a whole new generation of fans. Terry spoke to Wanda Jackson in 2003. She told Terry about making the transition from country music to rockabilly.
Well, I started in country music. And then in 1955, after I'd graduated from high school, the first touring that I did was with a young fellow early in his career, too, and that was Elvis Presley. And I worked with Elvis off and on for a couple of years, and I could see that this new style of music that he was doing, that, you know, I loved it, and I was with him right as he was really breaking big, you know. And he's the one that encouraged me to try. He said, "I think you could sing this kind of music." And being just country, you know, I said, I don't think I could ever get the feel like you do. He said, "Sure you can." So he encouraged me. He took me to his home and played records, and then he'd sing for me and saying, "If you kind of do it this way." And so, you know, I had a good teacher.
So one of the things Elvis was famous for, in addition to his singing style, was how he looked on stage. You know, he was very sexy, and he was very sexually suggestive on stage, particularly for the period. Did you pick up on that aspect as well? Did you change what you wore? Did you change what you did on stage?
Well, I had already changed my stage attire. You know, I didn't want to be in full skirts and cowboy boots and cowboy hat.
Why did you want to change the look?
I don't look good in those things. That was the main thing. I've never been able to wear a full skirt, haven't to this day. And the cowboy hats and those old clubby boots, you know, I just didn't like it. I didn't feel like that was me. Because I was a big fan of Marilyn Monroe and Elizabeth Taylor, and I wanted to look like them, you know. I used to go to all the musicals and with paper and pen, and when I'd see a dress I liked, I'd sketch it down real, you know, real fast. And so we copied one dress off of Betty Grable and one off of Marilyn, and it's kind of funny when I look back at the old pictures and say, "Oh, I remember where I found that type of dress." But my mother was a professional seamstress, and she did all of my costumes for me.
Let's hear a song that you wrote that was a country hit for you. It's called Right or Wrong, and this was recorded in 1960. Did you think of this as more of a country song than a rockabilly?
Yes, I did. I wrote the song, and it was definitely, it really wasn't country, but in the 60s, country music was beginning to use the violin sections and singing groups behind us, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I was really just in the trend of what people like Patsy Cline and were doing, and Brenda Lee and things. So that song was one of the first that lent itself to that type of an arrangement.
Well, let's hear it. This is Wanda Jackson, recorded in 1960, Right or Wrong.
Right or wrong, I'll be with you. Right or wrong. gotta be.
Wanda Jackson recorded in 1960 her song Right or Wrong. Now, you said before that you weren't really comfortable performing rock and roll to teenagers or rockabilly to teenagers because you were used to performing for adults and you just didn't relate to these teenagers. Did that affect your staying in country music as opposed to trying to cross over more into that teen rock and roll audience?
Yeah, probably so, Terry. If Right or Wrong, you know, right after Let's Have a Party, Right or Wrong became a hit. It was a crossover song, too, meaning it was high on the charts in country, but it was also in the rock and roll or the, I think then they called it pop and soul music. So it was in the charts. And that's when I tried to do these teenage things and just, you know, didn't really care for it at all. So, yeah, I've considered myself country really all through my career until we get to about 1985. And I was invited to Sweden to record a rockabilly album. And it was from that point on that I realized how popular I was with the new rockabilly fans, not only in Europe, all over Europe and Scandinavia, but also in America eventually.
So you found this more specialized audience who cared a lot about your records.
Mm-hmm. And that's what made it so exciting to see these young adults into this 50s rock music. Mm-hmm. And I've just been having the greatest time working with bands that they sound just like our bands used to, and they're really into the lifestyle, and they drive the classic cars, and they dress in vintage clothes.
Now, what did your father do for a living when you were growing up?
He was a barber for a while, and he drove a cab. And that he was driving a cab when he quit that to travel with me.
Because you were underage when you started performing. You weren't 18 yet, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But what was it like being tutored by Elvis and how to play this kind of like sexy, rebellious music when you're traveling with your father?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I thought of it like that. But my dad really liked Elvis. He was a big cut up, and Elvis was too. And so they kept something going all the time, laughing and various things. And so it worked fine. Now my dad went along to help me with driving and things like that. But he also, it was very important that my reputation stay intact. And I'm sure that was probably the main reason that he traveled with me. So I wasn't able to ever go from city to city in the car with Elvis, or I had to, you know, Dad had to drive me. I had to be in my car. And, you know, he didn't allow me to sit on someone's lap, and I couldn't lay my head on someone's shoulder if I was sleepy and they were riding with us, you know, and he was pretty strict in those things. But it did keep my reputation intact.
And there you are singing about like broken hearts and let's have a party and riot in cell block number 9.
Yeah.
With a dad making sure that your head isn't on anybody's shoulder. I love that.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that. That's quite a contrast, isn't it?
Well, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, and I've enjoyed all of your questions.
Wanda Jackson speaking with Terry Gross in 2003. Here's a track from her new CD, The Party Ain't Over. This is Busted.
Oh, my bills are all due, and the baby needs shoes, 'cause I'm busted. Cotton is down to a quarter of a pound, but I'm busted. I got a cow that won't dry and a hen that won't lay. A big stack of bills that gets bigger each day. The county will hold my belongings away, 'cause I'm busted. I went to my brother to ask for a loan, 'cause I'm busted.